اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. محمد محمد.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello, and welcome to our audience who are listening to CI Radio, and welcome to a special edition of the program, Deceit. This program is a one-off program, really, to speak about the last few days, the events that have been occurring throughout the Muslim world in the light of the fact that a very insulting and sacrilegious film has been produced in the United States defaming and insulting the Holy Prophet of Islam. And of course, we want to discuss this with our special guest, who is Dr. Husni, who is an academic and a scholar, and to get his take on this particular event. Before I begin that, I'd like to first of all say that the Supreme Leader, a couple of days ago, has given a condemning message on this anti-Islam film, and he has said the following, that in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the Mighty and the Wise, Allah says in the Quran, their intention is to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will complete His light even though the unbelievers may detest it. And then he goes on to say that the wicked enemies of Islam have once again revealed their deep malice by insulting the Holy Prophet. Brother Dr. Husni, a very warm welcome to the program, first of all.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on the line and giving us your valuable time. Dr. Husni, what's your take, first of all, on this very insulting and sacrilegious film that's been produced over the last few days? Apparently, it had been sitting around on the internet for about a couple of months, but it seems now that somehow this inflammatory material has been released by the Zionists in order to create chaos in the Muslim world. What's your take on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, Almighty, the Merciful. Brother, I can answer you in two totally different ways.
Right.
One is the hard way, the other one is the easy one. The hard way is to get so philosophical about it, use different terminology and so on and so forth.
Sure.
But I rather use the easy way.
Yeah, just because, give it simple. Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Because the way I look at it is social point of view. After all, we claim that we are all civilized, right? So a civilized person does not insult somebody else to begin with.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, in that manner, the way I look at it, look at the word that Hillary Clinton is using in order to show her supposedly opposition to this lunacy that American do it.
Yeah.
You know, when I say American, I'm saying the government in particular, because if push comes to shove, if Muslim people get very angry, by the way, I'm not going to be a diplomat about it on this one. I'm
right.
Very angry.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to say my 2 cents.
Sure.
As easy and as simple as I can.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton using the word in order to pose her point of view, using the word reprehensible.
Yeah.
To me, lexicology is very important to know.
Yeah.
You know what the word really means. My question to her is this. When you use the word reprehensible, you're talking about some kind of shame. But I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah.
That they have shame in this particular matter.
No, they appear to be, Dr. Husni, they appear to be very shameless. And I'd like to point out the fact for our listeners, just to give a little bit of background on this particular film. This guy, this filmmaker, calls himself Sam Basile. And as I say, he should be called Sam Imbecile. But anyway, the thing is that he's a 52-year-old Israeli-American. And he's down for fraud. This guy's a complete criminal. He's wanted by the U.S. federal officials, but somehow he's managed to get donations for this particular film, which cost about $5 million to make, from about 100 Zionist Jews in America to come up with this filth. And of course, I think the primary motive behind the film is to show that Muslims are fanatic, they're violent, they're easily offended because of the blasphemy that is said against the Holy Prophet. But of course, it flies in the face of the UN Charter, does it not? You know, in terms of blasphemy and hatred laws, that we are not allowed to insult other people's creed or religion. So, I mean, what's America playing at?
Brother, this is exactly the point I'm trying to make.
Sure.
The word fanatic, whatever, this is how they see it. This is how they define it.
Yeah.
This is the problem, okay? They've done it before. They're going to do it again, all in the name of democracy, in the name of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
How about the issue of Holocaust?
Sure.
You have no right to say anything about it?
Sure.
I'm talking about when you go to a university, okay, academically, when you want to do a research on an issue, no matter what it is, okay, they get so upset, they get to the point that they insult you, they throw all different kind of labels at you, and they don't even give you enough chance to defend yourself. This is my point.
Sure, sure. I
mean,
By the way, this is not the first time
they're doing this.
I mean, the fact
remember
that...
Remember the story about Terry Jones, you know, that...
Yeah, that reprehensible... Yeah, that reprehensible...
Burning papers of Quran, the Holy Quran,
sure,
and say, oh, I'll do this because... Muslims are fanatic and so on and so forth. But this is not the point. The point is that the society is sick. One way in order to understand a society is to review their film. This is not the first movie they've done it. Even with their own social issues, I can give you two different names of different movies of different times. Just by thinking about the real meaning of the name, it tells you the whole story.
Sure.
Remember the movie American Gigolo?
Yes.
And the other one, Indecent Proposal. But brother, this is the problem with Western society to begin with.
Sure.
For some people to think this is, oh, the government of America doing that, the government of France doing that, that's something, you know, later on comes to the place.
Sure. I mean, of course, I mean, as you say, you know, there is this this very shameful and pornographic culture, which, I mean, of course, Dr. Hosni, you've lived in America and you certainly know that society pretty well. But that's all very well, but there are laws. I mean, there are laws which, you know, I find President Obama quite sickening when he talks about freedom. Freedom for what? What is this freedom about? Is it the freedom to insult other people's creed, other people's religion in the flying face of laws which are there in the United Nations Charter and they show no respect for at least one third of the entire world's population?
Exactly.
I mean, the thing that I find appalling from the, especially from the elite and from the American administration, is that they're quite lamentable about their diplomats being killed in Libya. And of course, again, that is a lie because we're not so sure who exactly pulled the trigger and what exactly happened there. Because since 9/11, there's been a lot of lies being circulated around since this war on terror began. So I mean, it really begs the question that, you know, who do we believe and what the hell is really going on?
Brother, this is my take on this. As far as the movie itself, the context of the movie, the film,
yeah,
it's worthless. It's unworthy to talk about.
Sure, absolutely.
But one might ask, okay, if that's the case, then how about all the fury and anger among the Muslims?
Sure.
Again, I'm going to say it as is. This is a war.
Mm.
They declare on Islam.
Sure.
And people, as Muslim, as someone who, before they love themselves, they love Prophet Muhammad for so many different reasons. We can go through the list if somebody wants to listen to it.
Sure.
But the thing is, as far as I'm concerned, they declared the war on people, on Muslims in general.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, or whatever is going to happen from now on, people are defending. It's not that people are... people do care about what the movie or that lunatic person did. This
yeah.
is not the case.
Yeah.
Let's separate things. Let's talk about them, okay,
yeah,
on due time. And let's be sure about that the movie itself, the film itself, it's unworthy of talking about.
Sure.
Has nothing to say. They've done it before. They're going to do it again. All is a bunch of insult.
Dr. Hosni, that's a fair point, but I'd like to interrupt you for a minute and ask you this question. What should our reaction be? You know, of course, we as Muslims, follow a religion of peace. We shouldn't be showing, the very kind of overreaction, over-emotional violent sort of reaction, which in terms of burning up property or killing diplomats or whatever it happens to be. As I say, again, the question is out on that one.
Whether that was actually... My answer to that?
Yeah.
They shouldn't define these things for us. We should evaluate the whole situation, okay? Mm-hmm. By the way, Imam Khomeini said something very important.
Yes.
Okay, to American administration, if you really mean it, that you regret the fact that somebody, you know, American citizen or whatever, it happened inside your territory, if you don't agree with the movie, with the film, okay, you can do something that we should believe in what you say.
Sure. I mean, this is the thing.
Let it begin.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the thing that, you know, really, as you quite rightly pointed out earlier, is the hypocrisy of the entire situation, because we've seen it since the time of Salman Rushdie. And of course, at that time, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, you know, issued a fatwa. He issued an edict that anybody who was involved in that insulting filth at that particular time, was subject to severe punishment. And I'm not going to go into the details of that. But of course, you know, we are all well aware of that since that time. And it was really to enhance the blasphemy laws in the West to prevent people from denigrating other people's religion and creed. Now, the other thing is that, you know, come back to me on this one, you know, insulting the Holy Prophet, they're also insulting the Christian creed as well, because the Holy Prophet, of course, is the seal of all the prophets. And therefore, you know, they're insulting Christianity, they're insulting Judaism, they're insulting all the Abrahamic tradition and faith. What kind of people, you know, really espouse all this, and in what name are they doing it?
Here's the problem. Anything that the Western society does, in general, and their government in particular, brother, is a bunch of entertainment. As simple as that. It's a game. They say we got in trust, of course. If God can use them in their own business, hey, no problem. The same way with Christmas. How many Christmas trees they're going to sell?
Sure.
Easter Bunny, and so on and so forth.
Sure.
And some demonic... different issues, such as Halloween.
Sure.
It doesn't matter what they say. Whatever they say, they look at it in a pure economic way of their side, their benefit.
Sure. Let me quote something here from the speech, especially on this particular event, where he says that, you know, the fact that they have made the holiest person, of course, referring to Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his holy family, in all of creation as the target of their disgusting nonsense, is enough to disgrace those who have committed this great crime and sin. What lies behind this wicked move is the hostile policies of Zionism and America and other leaders of the arrogant powers who are vainly trying to make young generations in the Islamic world lose respect for what is held sacred. I mean, how far do you go into that?
Hostile policies.
Sure.
We know the word. You know, the animosity of American administration toward the Islamic Revolution of Iran. To us, this is Islamic Revolution of Iran succeeded almost 34 years ago. We don't want... Look, we can say it plain to them, okay? If you don't bother us, we don't need you.
Sure.
But they don't want to listen to us.
Sure.
My question to them is this. Who died and made you the boss?
Sure.
When you say we... the leader of the free world, this is all debatable.
Sure, absolutely.
Because, you know, we had together so many different programs criticizing the liberal democracy of West. In order to make it, you know, to give it to you in a nutshell, they don't know what respect
well,
is. Brother,
Dr. Hosni, of course, we've run out of time on this particular program. I hope to have you again in the next program, where we'll go into a little bit deeper into the background of what has actually occurred here, because to me, this is, as the program we've entitled today, is deceit, and it really means that we are being set up for something, because, of course, you know, the Zionist lobby wants to make an attack on Iran. I think they're preparing the ground for that, and we'll discuss that more. We'll see what your take on that is. Thank you, listeners, for listening to our program, Deceit, today. I hope you've enjoyed it and taken benefit from it. We'll see you again in another program very soon. Thanks very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you all.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Wa ajjil farajahu.